Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast で聞いてくれてことありがとうございます。Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today we're breaking down the world's most epic language by learning about the word morao. Morao. Everything you need to know today will, of course, be in our show notes for anything particular, but for all examples, sentences, and everything else, please make sure to check out our website at manga-sensei.com. That will give you all the breakdowns and a little more detail, as well as a lot more example sentences. But let's quickly jump into what morao is. Morao is a verb similar to ageru and kureru, which means to give or to receive something. Usually it's used in the way of receiving something. And in its polite form is itadaku. If you've ever been to a Japanese home, before they eat, you hear them say itadakimasu. That is the same verb, just more polite. Okay, but we're going to talk more about morao today than itadaku, which we'll talk about on another day, probably tomorrow. That being said, morao is different from ageru and kureru in the fact that it's receiving and the speaker is usually marked with wa. However, the giver of that item is usually marked with ni or a verb we haven't, a article we haven't talked about, which is kara. We will not talk about kara today, but mostly focus on the ni. However, if you are familiar with kara, this won't be unfamiliar. If you are familiar with kara, this will be an easy adjustment for you. So, the person receiving is usually marked with the wa or ga particle, and the giver of the object is usually marked with ni, as well as the direct object with mo, and it can be used with base te, like ageru and kureru, to mean something has done something for somebody. Now, the difference between the kara and the ni, you should know, is that the ni is usually used with people, and kata is usually marked the source of something. Kata is more appropriate if the thing is not human, as if you're getting something from your wallet or if you're getting something from a bank would be a good example of these things. Not your wallet, that'd be weird. However, let's jump into some example sentences so that you can see exactly how this verb breaks down. Okay, here we go.
私は先生に許可書をもらいました。私は先生に許可書をもらいました。
I received from my teacher my textbook. I got my textbook from my teacher. It usually translates to got or to get along with receive. Let's try another one.
僕は母ちゃんからケーキをもらった。僕は母ちゃんからケーキをもらった。
I got cake from my mom. I got cake from my mom.We notice in that sentence that I am the speaker. I am what's receiving of something. I am who is being received, getting the receiving. And my kata, my mama, my mommy, my mom is the one giving. That's why I marked with kata, or as you heard in the previous sentence, ni. And the direct object being cake. And moratta is simply the plain form of morao. Let's try one using base te with morao to say receiving of something, someone's effort, okay?
はい、すみません。ちょっと写真を撮ってもらえませんか？はい、すみません。ちょっと写真を撮ってもらえませんか？
In this sentence, I'm using ませんと and かと ask a question. However, using もらう in this sentence, 撮って to take a picture. 写真を撮る plus base て撮ってもらう。Could you please take a picture of me? Could I get you to do this for me? Is basically what I'm asking you to do. Now, this is an extremely useful function, morao, in the fact that you'll hear it almost every day. It's very, very common, just like the other two, giving and receiving verbs are. However, the main difference between these is something that we will explain on a different day. However, do remember with basically the difference is ageru is the speaker usually, and the receive and then the listener usually is for kureru, and then to get something, to receive of something, is marked by the person giving being the ni, and the person receiving is marked by the wa. That's the very simple basic breakdown. If you like to check out a more advanced breakdown, which we'll talk about tomorrow, please again check out our website. We already have a post up about it, so it should be a lot easier to understand. Again, thank you for tuning into the Manga Sensei podcast. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. ですから皆さん、間違いましょう。それでまた明日。じゃあね。